Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the line, Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, as we are taking a look at two different new scam targets that are on the rise. You know, Brad, we talk about scams all the time, and it's amazing how much more sophisticated they seem to get month after month.
Using technology, using AI, you're exactly right. So if, let's call the first one the Bitcoin ATM scam. And it basically works this way. After these scammers, which are not typically going to be here, they're going to be overseas someplace, and this is clearly tied together through transnational organized crime, they target elderly people, and they call up and say something of the following. That, and they'll know about where you bank, you know, where you live. They'll have a lot of information that would make you think they could well work at the bank that maybe even the branch you go to, that there's a security issue at the bank, and they're asking customers to temporarily withdraw their money and put it into Bitcoin. Now, obviously, Brian, a bunch of people will hang up on them or yell at them or do whatever. But, you know, this runs off of numbers. You know, they do this all day long, and they're going to get an X number of people to bite on this. And the people they get to bite, they say the following, that we'll send a car to pick you up and take you to a place where you can convert your money from cash to Bitcoins. And there are, and you, I'm sure have them in Buffalo, ATM Bitcoin machines. And so they take the person there. They start feeding money into the machine. Now, keep in mind that the Bitcoin typically have all sorts of advertising on the screen saying, be careful of scams unless you know, this money is going directly into your Bitcoin wallet, don't do it, etc. So I suspect they convinced the person otherwise, obviously. They start feeding the money in. Now, obviously, it doesn't go to any wallet they have. It goes to the bad guy's Bitcoin wallet. And that's how this scam works. The second one, quickly, I'm going to call the grandparent scam, where using AI to mimic a grandchild's voice, call up saying, you know, we'll call him Johnny. Johnny, this is, you know, I was just in a wreck. I hit a woman. It's my fault. She's 8.5 months pregnant. She's willing not to press charges. If I can give her some money, can you give me some money to give to her? And that ends up being a negotiation that the fake grandchild that hands the phone to a fake lawyer who then works out the deal of how grandma is going to get the money to the bad guys.
And, you know, that scam's been around for a long time, but now it's even more realistic because of AI, because they can really capture that actual voice.
Well, that's right. And make it sound like, oh, it is Johnny. You know, and if they've done their homework, and I think they have, they'll know a little bit about Johnny's, you know, what Johnny's doing, like he's in college at school X, whatever it might be, enough to sort of convince, you know, an older person that's sort of not on top of the awareness that there are so many of these scams out there. They bite on all that. And plus, it makes it personal, right? I mean, it's my grandson, Johnny. And, you know, sadly, that works at least with a percentage of folks.
You know, I'm wondering, Brad, because you're talking about these new scams, and we've seen these stories all the time. I mean, they can be wild. We see the Facebook posts about Buffalo Bills players here that people fall for that are obviously fake, that you still have some people commenting on as if they're real. We've seen the stories of like, hey, Brad Pitt is messaging me and he needs money, and somebody loses hundreds of thousands of dollars doing it. Now we're talking about ones that actually seem real. And of course people are going to fall for them. How do we get less gullible?
I'm not sure we do, but we have to at least try to put guideposts or barriers in place of the following, that, you know, if you have an elderly mother, grandfather, whomever it might be, friend, you make sure you talk to them regularly about any phone calls you get from anyone that asks for money or any personal information. You're immediately to hang up and call me. And, you know, obviously, sadly, there are many elderly people that don't have somebody in their life. They just sort of live life alone, which is really sad. But that's what that's really the thing you need, because the ability to convince somebody diminished to a certain extent in their 80s and 90s or even older. You know, it's that there's a higher percentage that you're going to be able to flip them if you're the bad guy. And they know that. They do their homework before they make these phone calls. And it's an unbelievable the amount of money that the FBI thinks they're making every year. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars.
How about just don't answer the phone unless you know who is calling?
And that has been the instruction, I will tell you. In more than one security outfit that work with the elderly to keep them from getting scammed. That's one of the things they say, just don't even answer the phone or have a code with, you know, your grandson, your son, whomever it might be, to know some way they would know, oh, it's Johnny calling me, the real Johnny, not some fake Johnny.
Well, we'll see if people get any better at detecting all of this. Hey, Brad, thanks so much. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.